For the next year, Nashville may have more people than ever intensely pondering the future of General Hospital. Mayor Megan Berry has now given until the end of the year for some kind of restructuring to begin. She wants to close the inpatient hospital to save money and focus instead on chronic disease care. But hospital officials say they've already headed that direction. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
General Hospital started experimenting with chronic disease management a year ago. It looks less like health care and more like health class.
Ramen noodles is the bane of my existence. That stuff is evil.
Registered nurse Lisa Quambo is winding down a two-hour session with a few hypertension patients. They're gathered around a table littered with packages of ramen and surprisingly high-sodium foods like canned green beans and orange drink.
You know, the doctors tell them, take your medicines, watch your salt, but they don't understand what that means.
We are hard-headed and we don't want to do what the doctors say.
Phyllis Daniels says her blood pressure spikes so high after eating salty foods that she came to the General Hospital ER 10 times last year. And that's how she was funneled into this program where a nurse like Quambo is going to get to the root of the repeat visits. In Quambo's diabetes class, one man improved enough through diet and exercise to get off medication entirely. This kind of care is precisely what public health officials consider the ideal. It doesn't make much money, but it should save money by keeping sick people without insurance from needing expensive inpatient care. So the question some city officials are asking is, do you need a full-service hospital to make this happen? Why pay for inpatient care when the focus is on preventing that? Quambo says it's not that simple.
The whole point is to keep people out of inpatient, but we get a lot of referrals because of the inpatients that are poorly controlled.
Quambo says some indigent patients only show up because they know emergency rooms have to help them, especially at General. If it were just a clinic, they might go to another hospital that doesn't take so much time with patients who can't pay. Unsurprisingly, Nashville General's management has argued to keep the hospital open and find other efficiencies. CEO Joseph Webb told a community group late last week that closing would undermine recent gains in managing chronic diseases.
I don't see how that could be a solution.
But in 3 years at the helm, Webb hasn't come up with a solution that satisfies the mayor and relies less on Davidson County taxpayers. Now he has until the end of the year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.